You smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Bankman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down to this.
Smell something.
All right, y'all, preheat your microwaves and synchronize your sundials. We're going in with another episode of Listen, Do You Smell Something? Right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Logic Johnson. I am brimming with joy, and I'll be back to tell you why in just a moment.
Just step to the back of the bus.
get in the swing and do your thing so others can be free. Just take a stand and show your hand. There's a place for you in line. Don't fight the truth, cause we need you and the power of your mind.
Hey, what's that you say?
You better listen, or it might be forever. Well, there's people in the bottle you better listen to.
Oh, don't you see?
Fellas, don't nobody get out of line. Yeah. Listen. Take it all. Take it all off. Yeah. Take it all. Take it all off. Take it all. Your hand. a conqueror. I want you to turn me loose, yeah. Take it off, lose him, lose him. Take it off, yeah. I'm tired, why don't you take it off? I don't know what you're doing to me, but I can't stand it no more. Voodoo, voodoo, baby. It must be voodoo, yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. One got me too.
Lord, it's heavy. Take it off.
Ease up, JT, ease up.
Take it all off. Help me. Take it off. Take it all off. Yeah. I'm tired. I'm so tired. It's heavy. Pressure, pressure, pressure.
All right, y'all. Hey, everybody. You're tuned in yet again to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal, and a wise choice it was. Once again, this is Logic Johnson coming to you with yet another pre-recorded, almost live but not quite, episode of Listen, Did You Smell Something? So it's currently, to me, it's going on midnight on this Thursday night. By the time you hear this, it will be approximately 1:25 in the morning. Now, by this time, some of my comments on today's occurrences might be a little bit more aged and not entirely up to date, but I will say this, y'all. Pretty sure by the end of this night, I can safely say the Lakers are officially purged. I was trying to say purged and cleansed at the same time because those are the two best words to describe ridding the playoffs of the Lakers and LeBron James. In my opinion, it is a very cleansing and very purifying process. So I'm currently looking at what is a 20-point lead in the first half for the Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul, y'all. I thought I told y'all, Chris Paul. The difference does not just appear in the stat sheets with a legend like Chris Paul. Now, Devin Booker with 31 points at the half, so that's impressive. So we've gone from King James to King Booker. And for you wrestling fans, that was an extra fun little reference I just did there. King Booker. All right, well, that being said, I'll be more in-depth with my NBA comment presentation here as the show carries on, but first of all, I need to take a moment and stop and tell you what you just done just heard. So, we had Earth, Wind, and Fire with Shining Star. We have Brother to Brother with Hey, What's That You Say? Then we had Funk Factory with Rien Va Plus. We play it now and then because it's a fine little ditty. Then we had Silky Vincent Group, or the Silky Vincent Group, with Funky Worlds Part 1 and 2. Johnny Tolbert and Da Thangs with Take It Off Part 2. And then we had Harlem River Drive with Seeds of Life. So with that in mind, we are moving on with more music. I'll be back with your NBA prediction extravaganza. But also, it does appear that my prediction last week that the Lakers would just be romping to the title in annoying fashion has been proven mercifully incorrect. And now this.
Stop. Step down in it. Put your foot where you feel the fit. Get to the top. Stop. You don't want to quit. Put your heel where you're feeling it. Get to the top. Stop. Step down in it. Put your foot where you feel the fit. Get to the top. Stop. You don't want to quit. Put your heel where you're feeling it. Get to the top. Stop. Step down in it. Put your foot where you feel the fit. Get to the top. Stop. You don't want to quit. Put your heel where you're feeling it.
We'll be right back. Yeah, you look like it.
Hey everybody, you tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal, and good on you. You can visit us on the web at www.ckut.ca. Find all the goodies, the archives, the listen lives, the schedules, the happenings, the updates, and so on. Go check it out. This is Logic Johnson once again with your pre-recorded weekly special of Listen, G-Smell Something. Let's go ahead and name the songs here. We just finished hearing Brothers Johnson with Stomp. We had some Curtis Mayfield for you this week, as always, with If I Were Only a Child Again. Then we had Cameo with Rigor Mortis, also highly well known. We had Phazo with Riding High, because of course we had Phazo with Riding High. We always have Phazo with Riding High, once and again. And finally we had Black Heat with Juaneo. So in the basketball world, what is going on? Well, first of all, due to injuries, role player underachievement, and frankly, a complete loss of resolve and commitment from LeBron James in the middle of a series, the Lakers are turning out not to be the steamrolling beast monster that we thought them to be, and pretty much anybody outside of the Los Angeles area and the bandwagon realm and the LeBron fandom, domain understands that this is a good thing. Seeing the Lakers and LeBron, frankly, who have been insufferably smug over the course of the past calendar year, they needed to be taken down a peg. The Phoenix Suns were utterly disrespected as soon as the Lakers were locked into a series with them. By myself, even. I was rooting for the Suns, but deep in my heart, I was expecting some heartbreak. But that didn't pan out. So, second round will be Suns against Denver. Unfortunately, now for me, I don't mind Denver. I like that team. That's a fine, fine, fine team. Plucky bunch of individuals there, but I'm a Damian Lillard guy myself. So for y'all following along, they just went down, the Portland Trailblazers, to the Denver Nuggets. So we'll see them next year. But Damian Lillard is a monster. For those of you that want to see what miraculous video game basketball is, if you didn't catch Game 5 of Denver and Portland, the man was absolutely... you could say that a player was really insane and really fantastic, but wow, it was just... Wow. Damian Lillard will eat your children and your children's children and your children's children's children, then a salad, and then your children's 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 children if you try to stop him from scoring the basketball. Insane. Meanwhile, the Clippers, guys, shouldn't be this hard for you. And I predict you're going down. And I predict, maybe Kawhi rethinks his choices. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. But I don't think Los Angeles in any way is getting out of the first round here. And we'll see what happens next. We'll be back with your East update in a moment.
Do We'll be right back.